This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. We've just come out of New Year's and Christmas. We probably let ourselves go a little bit more than we should have, but that's okay. That's what New Year's resolutions are for, working off whatever we've put on. I'm joined this morning by Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist, director of Optimum Exercise Physiology. Claire, how are you this morning, Lisa?
Yeah, really great. Thanks, Jordan. How are you?
Not too bad. Happy New Year as well.
Yes, Happy New Year to you too.
So, I guess we're looking at how we can go about starting a weight loss program. What are some of the things people are probably making a mistake with?
Yeah, so we do help people start weight loss programs or start a new exercise program, and there are a few things that we see commonly that are people are barriers to people having success. So number one is too much exercise too quickly or unrealistic expectations. So when commencing any lifestyle change program, it is really important to set goals for yourself. That helps to improve your success, and we always suggest that people set SMART goals, and you can Google that about what a SMART goal is. But part of that is setting a realistic goal. So often people are too ambitious with their exercise goal, setting the bar really high and then finding that proposed goal is really hard to stick to, and then they just fall off the wagon, and then, that New Year's resolution is kind of gone. So an example of that might be someone who basically isn't exercising at all, and then they're going to set themselves a goal of exercising, walking for 60 minutes a day. Or another one is someone who, 10 years ago used to run 5Ks, three times a week, and they go, I'm just going to go out and run 5Ks, and then they really struggle with it, and then they again fall off the wagon. So setting something that's realistic for where they're at, and then just really increasing it by small amounts each week is a much better way to go about it.
I know that's something which has stopped me from trying to do like weight training or anything like that, because if I can't get buff in 1 week, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, so patience is really good as well.
And so I guess what's another way that people fall short when it comes to starting a weight loss program?
Yeah, well, number two is not planning or scheduling your proposed exercise. So once you've set that goal for yourself, that might be I'm going to walk 3 times this week for 20 minutes, we need to schedule it in. So people come back to us and they go, I was just too busy, or something come up, or, I just didn't get around to it. But, when we really think deeply, they're pretty much just excuses. So we need to schedule our exercise into our week, just as we book in our appointments with our doctor or our hairdresser or for servicing the car. So, try and sit down maybe on a Sunday night or a Monday morning and go, when am I going to be able to fit these 3 sessions in a week that I'm hoping to achieve? Book it in for a day and a time, and then keep yourself accountable to doing that.
I guess it's if it's something you want to do, you'll make it work.
Yeah, and that's another thing that comes around, the ambitious goals as well. When we set goals with people, we always say, how confident are you that you're going to achieve that goal? And if they kind of look at me and go, oh, not sure, then generally that goal's too ambitious. So, it kind of comes back to setting something that's not too ambitious and then writing it down and ticking it off as you go.
And I guess if we are setting goals, I guess if you have a target for something you want to reach, that could probably set you back too. So, like, if you want to be a certain weight at a certain time, it might not be actually feasible.
No. So, we say to people that there are a number of different ways that we can measure our success. And one of the common mistakes is that people are just looking at that number on the scale. And particularly in the initial phases of an exercise program, that might not change a lot as we're starting to, commence an exercise. Like you say, doing some weight training, we might be improving our muscle mass as well. So there are a number of other factors which, A, can affect your number on the scale for any given day, depending on what you've eaten the day before and fluid and lots of different things. But we can measure our success by things like our waist circumference, our hip circumference, the way we're feeling and our fitness, like you said, your strength, body composition, so your fat mass and your lean mass, and, how your clothes feel are a really good one too. So don't be too despondent early on if nothing's changing on the scales, but think about how you're feeling and a few of those other things. So, we do get people coming back 2 or 3 weeks in and they go, oh, the scales haven't changed. But then we look at their waist measurement, it's gone down by 3 or 5 centimetres. So, yeah, keep an eye on a few other things too.
Yeah, I guess it's like thinking back to the TV show The Biggest Loser, their whole thing was about, shedding the kilos. But that could be any reason behind that, like dehydrating themselves before actually measuring their weight. So it's not always the best measure.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah. So, think about those other things too.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining me again this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jordan.
That's Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist on your Classic Gets Breakfast.